You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It's a pleasure once again to be here. Like the Rav mentioned, it's a pleasure to take part in a holiday, in a legal holiday, to be able to share Divrei Torah. Maybe Hashem will give us Siyat Hashmaya, we'll be able to continue and share many occasions together. Zun Tahit. In fact, the Gemara Bar Basra, I just looked up the Gemara Bar Basra, famous Gemara Bar Basra says that one of the fundamental points of Tu B'Av was that Tu B'Av signified the end of the summer, the long days and the short nights. The nights began to become longer. And the Gemara says, Mikam Ve'elech de Yosef Moisef, de Lo Yosef Yosef. Which means, Mikam Ve'elech, that the nights begin to get longer, one who's Moisef on his Divrei Torah, he's Moisef Chaim. And Rashbam says, Ki Yu Chayecha Varechomecha, which means to say prevalently, in the times gone by, one would work during daylight hours. We weren't afforded electricity to be able to send emails throughout the night. It was when sunset came, the emails had to stop. So thereby, when the nights got longer, one was expected to use the time appropriately. Nowadays, we don't have that. We don't have that luxury of shutting down at night. We have the luxury of shutting down on legal holidays. So Mikam Ve'ilach on legal holidays, the Yosef Moisef, the islander, Beis Medrash, comes together to learn Torah, is like the Rav said, is obviously the way to spend our time, to use our time appropriately and give to the Eibishter that which He's given us, afforded us the opportunity to be here, is to engage in Divrei Torah. And obviously that spreads throughout the community. Other shuls, Baruch Hashem, everyone has a Yom Limud, everyone gets together, people travel to Eretz Yisrael, which is the appropriate way to spend one's time. The Yosef Moisef. Approaching Chanukah, I decided I would take the opportunity to engage in a specific aspect of Hilchos Chanukah. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us a very interesting halacha. The Gemara says, as we know, that one who lights the menorah, mevorach shalosh. Hamadlik, mevorach shalosh, that we all know, the first night of Chanukah, there's lahadlik der shachanukah, sha'asa nisan laviseinu, and there's a shachiyonu, the first night of Chanukah, one engages in the mitzvah the first time, so he makes the third brach of shachiyonu. Says the Gemara, someone that doesn't have the opportunity to light for whatever which reason, Haroya Mavarashtai. Someone that's Haroya Ner Chanukah, which means he's not lighting, and he's walking in the streets and he's somewhere in a shkun and he sees the menorah, Pesach Beisoy, some Yid has lit in the menorah as he's supposed to, Pesach Beisoy. So he's Mavarashtai. He makes the brach of Sha'asa Nisim Naviseinu. He acknowledges the Nes Chanukah that he sees, he's seeing the menorah, he's meeting the Nes Chanukah, so thereby he responds with the bracha of Sha'asa Nisan Naviseinu. And he makes the bracha of Shechiyonu. The Hadlik there doesn't apply to him because he's not a Malik. So we have a Malik Mavarach Shalosh, and we have a Roya Mavarach Shalosh. I'd like to analyze this halacha of a Roya Mavarach Shalosh, this new takana that there's a bracha for someone that's a Roya Ner Chanukah. And I think we'll see that in the Achroinim, in the Paiskim, there are two distinct approaches on how to understand the nature of this takana of a Roy Borovstein. There's a Rikvega, a famous Chuvus Rikvega, Michele Gimel, that's brought down, the Mishabru already brings it down the halacha, that someone lit the menorah, and he didn't make the bracha. He lit the menorah, mistakenly, he didn't make the bracha, he overlooked to make the bracha. What's the halacha? Can he still make the bracha after he's lit the menorah or not? And the shaila obviously revolves around the fact that the lighting the menorah is a brichsa mitzvah, and thereby the brichsa mitzvah, we the machlokes rishonim, but we paskin must be done over lasi yosam. And one who's done the mitzvah and the mitzvah has expired, then he can't make the bracha. If one lifted up the lulav and esrog and he didn't make the bracha, now he remembers, oh, I didn't make the bracha. Well, he did the mitzvah. The mitzvah, we wouldn't make the bracha. So machlokes, but we won't make the bracha again. Where'd that question come from? Oh, how many candles light? So right there, Rabbi Kiega breaks down the shaila into various different things. So Rabbi Kiega starts off with the shaila. What would it be if this happened to him on the first night? So the first night, there's only one candle. So he didn't make the bracha, and he lit the first candle. He lit the only one and only candle, and he then realized, oh, I didn't make the bracha. What's the halach? Can he still make the bracha? Should he still make the bracha? And Rabbi Kiega throws you in right there. He starts off the tshuva and he says, "Lani is taiti poshut." That, listen, Hilda Minayra, the lighting is done. That being said, Rishabim Kega, but there's another halacha of Haroya Mavarach Shayim. So, Rishabim Kega, before we start this tshuva, with regards to the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim Lavisein and Shechiyonu, which apply equally to one who's not lighting, says Rishabim Kega, I don't see why he should be exempt from those brachas. Yeah, he lit the menorah and he can't make the bracha of Adlaka, but now let him make the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim and Shechiyonu because he's a roya. Why should he not have that bracha of a roya, says Rishabim Kega, and let him make those brachas? And Rishabim Kega goes with that. He says, the first night he lit the menorah, there's only one candle, so there's nothing more to be done. And he overlooked the bracha, says Rabbi Kega. He makes two brachas within Roya and Chanukah Mavarashtai. Says Rabbi Kega, very interesting. Rabbi Kega wants to compare this halacha to another din which we find in Shulchan Aruch, which is subject to machlokes. There's another halacha in Hilchos Ner Chanukah as follows. If someone knows he won't be able to be home in time to light the menorah, so halacha is that he technically could get someone, his wife, whoever's living in his house, they light the menorah, and that really exempts him from the hadlokas ha-menorah. The fact that the hadloka is taking place in his house, that suffices. This is a Gemara with Rebbe Zeira, Mekoy Begoy Besoy, they're lighting for me that halacha, that hadloka works for me. I am yoytzer with that hadloka, that's my house, that's my residence, and thereby that hadloka will work, and he's good to go. So now the Shulchan Aruch says an interesting halacha. What's the halacha? A person is not home. He's not going to make it home. And they're lighting. So he's going to that block at home. And now he's walking down the street and he sees someone else in their Hanukkah. Does he make the bracha of Roya? What's the name? Does he make that bracha right now? He didn't do the hadlaka. He had a hadlaka. He had a hadlaka, but he didn't do the hadlaka. So maybe he should make the bracha of Roya. So the truth is, it's a machlokes. And Shulchan Aruch says that you don't make the bracha of Roya. One does not make the bracha of Roya in such a situation when that locker took place for him, on his behalf, for his chiyuv, and he didn't make any bracha, he didn't do that locker, but nevertheless there's no bracha of Roya. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham over there brings a mashal, a bach kuf mashal, it's a bach, the bach passes is based on mashal, that one does make the bracha. You didn't light. You didn't make a bracha, so why should you make a haroya? Did you make a bracha? No. But yeah, maybe it had some kind of a halacha, but nevertheless, there is a bracha of roya. So we have a machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch, 2 days in the poskim, in such a situation when a person had a halacha, but didn't do that halacha such that he himself didn't make a bracha, does he make a bracha of roya? So says Rabbi Kega, again we'll go through these cases so we don't lose track of the cheshbon. Says Rabbi Kega, I presented the following question. I was presented with a person that did a hadlaka, but didn't make the bracha. Again, that was our original question. Our original shayla was, the fellow did the hadlaka, first night, there was only one candle. We'll get there to other nights. But the first night, there's only one candle to be lit. He lit it and said, I forgot the bracha. Can he, should he make the bracha? Says Rabbi Kega, well, I got less the offer you don't have, so the mitzvah's technically expired, but I can ship in the bracha of Roya, so we can save the two brachas of Sha'asa Nisim and Shechiyon. So says Rabbi Kega, I'm telling you that someone did a hadlaka but doesn't have the bracha can still be a roya. He's still a roya in that chanukka. Why should he not have that bracha of roya? So says Rabbi Kega, 1 second. That case l'chayra is the exact identical idea to someone that had a hadlaka in his house. His wife lit for him, and he didn't make the bracha. She made all the brachas. Had that locker, she made all the brachas, and yet there's a machlokes. And some say that you should not make the bracha. So why here would it be different? Why is it different? He was yotzer with those brachas. He didn't hit. So says Rabbi Kega, exactly. Says Rabbi Kega, 1 second. Even according to those poskim that hold, that when my wife lit at home with a bracha, and I didn't hear those brachas, I don't make a brachas haraya. Says Rabbi Kega, there's about there, I understand. Because there, I have that hadlaka, and that hadlaka had a bracha. I didn't say omein, I didn't hear the brachas, this is the chiddush. I know this to you as pasha, to me this was a chiddush, but I didn't hear those brachas, understand, I didn't hear those brachas. I didn't make those brachas. I didn't experience those brachas whatsoever. I have one connection to that hadlaka that was done. That's my house, it's my place of residence, and in my house a menorah was lit. But says Rabbi Kega, nonetheless, it was lit with a bracha, so thereby, it's not pshat, I have a hadlaka without a bracha, I have a hadlaka with a bracha. Fine. And thereby, thereby in a situation when I really had a hadlaka without bracha, you make a bracha roya. That's Reb Kager's rule. Reb Kager's Shulchan Aruch, his mindset, his perspective is hadlaka with a bracha, whether or not I did that bracha, I'm not a bracha, I don't need a roya because I had a bracha. A hadlaka without a bracha, even though I did the hadlaka, yeah, but nevertheless I have a bracha roya. Okay. So now, I'm really going to try very hard not to confuse you. I'm going to present to you a Mogen Avraham, and I think if we analyze this Mogen Avraham correctly, slowly and correctly, we're going to see that the Mogen Avraham is not like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And thereby, I just want to highlight the perspective of Rabbi Akiva Eiger one more time, so that when we see the Mogen Avraham, we'll see the difference, and that will lead us to two different understandings in Brichas Arayot. Again, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's understanding is that even though I had a hadlaka, I did a hadlaka, but nevertheless, I am not exempt from being a roya. I am still someone that has a roya, and thereby I need to make those brachas of a brichas a roya. Someone that had a hadlaka with a bracha, the only reason when my wife lit for me, I shouldn't make a brichas a roya is because I have those brachas, like the Olam understood. Okay. Now along comes the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham is discussing this machlokes in the Paiskim, that when I don't light, and they lit at home for me, okay, I was away on a business trip, I didn't get home till late, so they lit at home for me, I didn't light, my wife lit with a bracha, this machlokes is in the Paiskim, whether or not I make a brichas harayah. So Mogen Avraham says, I would like to take sides in this machlokes, that one does not make another bracha. I would like to take sides. He says, I hold that one does not make a second bracha. And he says, I would like to prove it from a Tosfos in Sukkah. Okay. So what's the Tosfos in the Sukkah that he proves it from? He just quotes the Tosfos and he leaves you hanging. And there are, as usual in the Mogen Avraham that leaves you hanging, there's the Prima Gardens Mogen Avraham, there's the Levushi Strahl's Mogen Avraham, and there's the Master Sashekhar's Mogen Avraham. I'm going to tell you only one Mogen Avraham, okay? There's Mogen Avraham version A, Mogen Avraham version B, and Mogen Avraham version C. I'm going to choose one of the versions of the Mogen Avraham, so I'm telling you, I'm being very transparent, that what I'm about to present to you is a very specific analysis in the Mogen Avraham. Okay, so the Mogen Avraham says there's a Tosfos in Sukkah, and this Tosfos in Sukkah is very clear that one doesn't make a bracha in such a situation when they lit at home, I didn't light, they lit at home, and now I'm a roi in a chanukah, I'm walking down the street, I wouldn't make a bracha. What's the Tosfos in Sukkah that he's referring to? Tosfos is discussing why were Chazal Masakin in such an interesting takon? I have to light my chanukah. That's the Yosei HaMitzvah. If I'm unable or didn't, for whatever which reason, didn't light the Ner Chanukah as I was supposed to, there's a plan B of a Roya Ner Chanukah. We never found, says Tosfos, any mitzvah which is Doi Mitzvah Sashon Eivir. I can't put on tefillin, there's no Roya tefillin, I can't put on a mezuzah, there's no Roya mezuzah. Abba Minim, either you take the Abba Minim, or you don't. There's no Roya by any other mitzvah. Why were Chazal Masakin a Roya? Why? Oh! Pardon me? That's one of Tosfos Terusim, and I've lost a lot of people, don't have homes, right? So all of this is all you could have written in the Tosfos. So one of Tosfos' suggestions is, Tosfos says, Pirushumi Nisa, Chavivus Hanes, this mitzvah is tacky different to all other Nisim, there's something special, which is Satni's analysis. We have other mitzvahs, we have Pirushumi Nisa as well. But Tosfos says, there are people that don't have homes, and Chazal wanted to accommodate people that couldn't light. So Chazal wanted to accommodate people that couldn't light, says Tosfos, they masakin a roya nechanukah. Okay, that means the roya nechanukah, says Tosfos, was in order to accommodate the people that aren't able to light based on circumstances. A circumstance presented itself, which is quite common, that people couldn't light, so thereby we're going to exempt them, they're going to be excluded from the mitzvah, a takon of roya. Says the Mogen Avraham, this Tosfos is a raya that when my wife lit at home, I don't make a bracha of roya. Explains the Levushi Strahl. Well, the Mogen Avraham needs to say as follows. If we're going to say that when I lit at home, I make the bracha of roya at Hanukkah, then what Tosfos says is just not, it's unfounded. Tosfos didn't do justice in explaining the takana of roya. Tosfos says, oh, do you know why we have a takana of roya? Because people don't have homes, so accommodate the people that can't do hadlaka, we need to make planning. But you're telling me, even when I do a hadlaka, I have a hadlaka, there's still a roya. I lit at home, albeit without a bracha, because I didn't make a bracha, my wife lit, but I have a hadlaka. And still you're telling me, there's a takana of roya. So how do Tosfos explain that case? Why in such a case is there takana of raya? Again, the whole reason for raya is because I cannot be makayim my mitzvah sadlaka, which means to say, if I'm makayim adlaka, there's no raya. So how can you tell me any situation where I'm makayim adlaka and there's still a bris of raya? And why in such a case, when my wife let her home, even though I made the brachas as a man wrong, there is no bris of raya. One more time. The truth is, the cheshbon is very straightforward. You just have to get the right mindset. Again, Tosfos wants to know why the Chazal masaka brichas haraya. It's a very seemingly interesting takana. It's unusual. It stands out amongst all other mitzvahs. Why? Tosfos says very simple. Because Ner Chanukah needs me to have a certain set of circumstances which very classically would not be met. It's very understandable those circumstances would not be met. And we want to accommodate those people that aren't able to meet those circumstances. Okay, so thereby, if you have a home, you have a locker. And if not, there's a raya. So the Mogen Avraham's analysis of that Tosfos is that raya is for someone that cannot be mekayem mitzvah. That's when raya comes in. Otherwise, there's no reason and basis for brichas haraya. The whole understanding of Tosfos is when there's no adlaka, I do a raya. So you're telling me that when my wife writes at home for me, such that I have adlaka, but because I couldn't make the bracha, I make a brichas haraya. So it's my mom, that doesn't add up with the Tosfos. That doesn't add up. Okay, maybe you could. I understand. Okay, we could argue with a raya. We could perhaps, one could argue. But this is the moment of wrongs. I understand.
This guy is traveling. He's like, home.
So yeah, but he had that locker. He had his wife left him, and that suffices for Allah. You're right. He himself, but he has the mitzvah of that locker.
All the brushes totally one on the other.
Yeah, absolutely. If yeah.
Obviously not.
Well, except for Raya. That's the Morgan Abram's Raya, not like the person that say that one makes a bracha of Raya. Okay, Al-Kandi Ramon. So now, let's go a step further in the calculation. The Morgan Abram extrapolated from Tosfos one idea, that if I'm a Kayan, mitzvahs had locker, there cannot be a bracha of Raya. That's the perspective you're supposed to see. Now we argue with that, we said maybe we could argue with the Mogen Avraham, but that's his analysis of Tosfos. His walk away from Tosfos is that when one understands the takon of Raya, you're supposed to understand that the takon of Raya for one is for one that cannot do that law. Now let's go back to Rebbe Kivega. Let's go back to Rebbe Kivega's discussion. What was Rebbe Kivega's back and forth? Rebbe Kivega had a back and forth about someone, a similar situation of having a law without a bracha, but not because they lit at home, but because I forgot to make the bracha. So that was another situation where I lit without a bracha, and now the question is, can I make a bracha on Raya? So Rav Kivega, yes. So Rav Kivega, everyone would agree over there that you make a bracha on Raya, because when my wife lit, she lit with a bracha, so that locker was done for me, be bracha. So I have those, but here, I have a locker with no bracha. So I have locker with no bracha, and you get a Raya. So let me ask you a question. The feed of Mogen Avraham, would that be true? Can that be true? That can't be true. Because again, Tosfos won't make sense. That can't be true. Remember, Rav told me from Tosfos, the whole Raya is when there's no adlaka. There's adlaka, and then there's Raya. Rebbe Kivega would be in violation of that Tosfos, because either Mogen Avraham, unless Rebbe Kivega has a different analysis, but Mogen Avraham and Rebbe Kivega will not go together, and there's no question. The Mogen Avraham will tell you, if I do adlaka, and I forget my bracha, there's no bracha of Raya. There's no bracha of Raya. But Chora, we now have a clear machlokes between the Mogen Avraham and Rebbe Kivega and how to understand the bracha of Raya. And I would like to highlight that this is not just a mechanical machlokes, this is a fundamental machlokes in how to understand the nature of the takana of Raya. The Mogen Avraham is very clear that what he's trying to prove from Tosfos is that the nature of the takana of Raya is a substitute for someone, a replacement, a backup for someone that can't do adlaka. That's his whole mindset, that's what he's pulling out from Tosfos. Suddenly, did the adlaka, there's no need for raya. Oh, but Chazal felt that there's a lot of people that can't do adlaka, so we need a second raya. So if I any way have any connection to the adlaka, because my wife late, or because I late and I overlooked the bracha, there's no raya. Raya starts when I'm not doing adlaka. That's what raya is. There's a plan A and a plan B. So I just want to know, why did they make a plan B? Why did they make a backup mitzvah? It says, because it's not always common, it's not uncommon that a person cannot fulfill the criteria of adlaka because he doesn't have a house. That was why Chazal made a backup. But the whole Raya is a backup for a case of Hadlaka. Now Rebbe Kivega, if you look at the words of Rebbe Kivega and you analyze the poskim, you'll see Rebbe Kivega means a very, very subtle idea. Rebbe Kivega says, the Lashon Kekis, he says, when I lied and I forgot the bracha, she says, why should I not be able to make the bracha of Raya? Because I lit, does that rid me of the takana of Raya? Does that rid me? Am I not a Raya? I'm a Raya. Which means to say, that Rukega understood, and there's Lashonis in the place which validate this idea. The Chazal created two separate chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv of Hadlokas Hamanayra. And that's a brichas mitzvah, that's a chiyuv of Hadlok. Besides that, there's halacha of Raya, of experiencing the nes. To experience the nes of Ner Chanukah, Chazal made a new bracha on the experience of Raya, of that nes. Every time I light, I have that chiyuv too. Whenever I do Hadlaka, I'm being yoitza to chiyuvim. You're not, stop, are you Hadlaka? Oh, plan B, Raya. Look, there's a takana of Hadlaka and a takana of. Now, every time I light my menorah, those same brachas on the Hadlaka, of course, work for Raya. Why not? They work as well. But says Rukega, in the event that I overlook the brachas within the Hadlaka, why on earth should I not make the brachas on Raya? The one chiyuv I couldn't do, but the other chiyuv, why should that leave me? That means it's a whole different perspective in the nature of the takana of Raya, which is completely different to the Morgan Afron.
Somebody's blind.
If someone's blind, so he doesn't make a bracha of Raya. Absolutely, he's not Raya. He's not Raya, he wouldn't make the bracha of Raya. Absolutely, I agree. Absolutely.
I don't think
I'm absolutely. He's not a Raya. He's not a Raya. He doesn't make the bracha of Raya. Absolutely. But it's a whole different nature of a takana. There's a takana of hadlaka and a takana of roya, and the Mogar Avraham says that the takana of roya is in a situation when I cannot be a madlik, then I should be a roya. But if I'm a madlik at any level, regardless if I did or didn't make the brachas, then I can't make the bracha of roya. Rav Kega comes along and says, no, that's a mistake. Every time I'm a madlik, I'm a roya. Every time, I'm a Raya as well. And when you make the brachas, you're essentially doing two chiyuvim. Oh, so you didn't make the bracha of hadlaka? Fine, so make the bracha of Raya. Why not? Why should you not make the bracha of Raya? Why not? Again, why do you? He says you don't. He brings a Raya, but you don't. He says you don't. He says you don't. And Anachalami, you're right. That's his agenda. His agenda is you don't. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Who's putting together the second chiyuv?
Of Roya, the give one is the chiyuv of me to light in my house, the chiyuv. Another one is that I experience the Nes Hanukkah. Because you see the Nes and you find that's the Nes Hanukkah. But when you're Roya a Nes, you're Roya the Nes. You're seeing the Nes. Now, every time I'm love, every time I'm lighting, I'm also a Roya. Oh, right. In the Bach, it's quite clear there's two separate ideas, two separate chiyuv. And there's different halachas which could be analyzed based on these two different understandings. Now, I'd like to move on, you mentioned it, I would like to move on to a second idea, which is, Rav Kega goes further and says, that would be on the first night. So on the first night, one who lit and didn't make the bracha, says to Rav Kega, he should and could make two of the three brachas. He makes Sha'as HaNisim LaAviseinu, Shachar Yonu, because he's a Roya. Now, the Hadlik he can't make, because he's not, he can't make that. Go ahead.
What about Oyel HaShiyos?
So you mean to ask, how can Rav Kega say you make the two brachas of Sha'as HaNisim and Shachar Yonu? It's not Oyel HaShiyos. The Torah says it's not Oyel HaShiyos to what? It's not Oyel HaShiyos to what? To Hadlaka. To Hadlaka. But he's a Roya. I'm a Roya right now. I'm a Roya. Absolutely. As far as the Hadlaka is concerned, then a Kanami. That's right. That's the whole idea of Rav Kega, that you've taken away that Hadlaka. So Rav Kega, I agree. You can't make the Hadlik Nesha Chanukah because it's not Ibn Asiyasa. That to make the bracha of the Hadlik Nesha Chanukah is the brichas hamitzvahs on the Hadlaka. And that needs to be done prior to me having lit. But now that I lit, so I can't make that. It's done. It's history. But the other two brachas, why should I be able to make? That's a brichas haraya. Like the Rav said, that's not brichas hamitzvahs, that's a brichas hashach. Doesn't mean that there's no element of Ebel Asiyos in regards to those two mitzvahs. It's just like I walked down the street and I didn't light and I saw the menorah. Oh, Sha'as HaNisim, Shachar Yonu. Right? But that's all with the assumption that even though I lit, I can still make the bracha of Raya. Even though I lit.
You're assuming this and make the bracha of Raya, that is as much as possible. So even if you decide and see 5 minutes later, you can still make the bracha.
A second time?
No, if you didn't make it the first time.
Absolutely.
You can still make it the second time you saw it.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what would halacha be if someone. I don't know what halacha would be if, let's say, I'm not lighting, so I have to make the bracha of roya. So I walk down the street and I saw menorah and I didn't make the bracha of roya. And now a second later, the menorah is out of eyeshot. Can I still make the bracha right now? Without, that means, can I make the bracha of roya because I saw it a second ago? I don't know. I assume you have to be roya at the time to make the bracha, which is the assumption of your question. Your question was only if I see a second menorah. Did I lose my, do you understand? I'm saying, I assume that you can't, right? You have to make the bracha at the time you're seeing. I assume.
How strong is our attachment to
the So Rukega discusses that. I'm not planning to discuss that. Rukega discussed that. It's a machlokes rishonim. It's a machlokes rishonim, and there's different levels of different kinds of mitzvahs. There's what we call a mitzvah nimshaches, and a mitzvah nifseches. There's a mitzvah which is a one-shot deal, luluf. So as soon as I've done it, it's over. Since this, there's da'ib al-atiyos on the atifa, but then the mitzvah continues. You understand? So one could argue two levels. A, can I make the bracha even though it's not ibn al-atiyos? Some shouldn't hold you could, but we don't do that. And then there's, can we argue that hadlaka is a mitzvah which continues, a mitzvah hanim sheches, which would allow me then to still call it ibn al-atiyos, even though it's not ibn al-atiyos on the maisa. But on the Qiyumah mitzvah, it's still Ibn Asiyos.
Can't you just extinguish it?
Say again?
Extinguish it in light.
So again.
It has to light a half hour.
Has to light a half hour.
If it only lived 5 minutes, are you Yotzer or not?
Yes.
You are Yotzer?
Yes.
Oh.
Kofsein Zakaklo. Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely.
You're just supposed to light
you know that, right? But you're supposed
to have to. Oil,
right. It has to be that kind of a lock, but it doesn't have to go for half an hour.
Fine.
It doesn't have to go for
Okay.
Sorry?
Every
Shabbos, yeah.
Lights.
Yeah.
And there, the other is not as strong because if you do it the other way,
good.
So
how does that work?
So we're weighing.
How does that work? You want to know how does that kind of near Shabbos work?
Right.
It's a good question. That's how Chazal set it up. It has to be that way. But near Shabbos, it must be that way. Because as soon as she can't make the bracha and then light.
So
that's how they masakhed it. The bracha, right? It's a very specifically tailored mitzvah.
Right.
It's catered to its specific needs. So I want to make, before we wrap up, I would like to bring out another very practical idea in this rikayla. All of this was discussing the first night. Can I make the two of the three brachas after it? Says Rabbi Kegel, what would be if this would happen in the ensuing nights? I.e., I lit, I remembered I haven't made my brachas, and now I still have remaining neiros to light. Can I make my brachas now on the basis that I'm still Eval Asiyas? And the question is, are we going to consider the extra neiros we did, Mahadrim min ha-Mahadrim, we did Hidu Mitzvah, are we going to consider that Ibn Asiyos? And the fact that I'm writing and still doing the Hidu Mitzvah, can we consider that Ibn Asiyos?
And is the Shechiyonu applicable on the
second? Well, no. You made the Shechiyonu on the first night. And if you didn't, then the same shadow would apply.
Okay.
Now, the truth is, Shechiyonu is really irrelevant to Rabbi Kegel personally, because he holds anyway you're going to make it, because you're right. This whole, again, just to be clear, the fear of Rabbi Kegel, the only relevance of this question will be, can I make the Lahalik Ner Shechanakah? Because the other brachas, regardless, I'll be making, like we said. Okay. So Rukeda says, L'chayra the Shaila is Tolo Yonah Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, there's a machlais to the place of Mispalos. What happens? Also, again, a very similar situation. So what happens as follows? That's Shiori Mitzvah. That's not him, that's Shiori. What happens as follows? What happens if a person is standing on night number 5, he made his brachas, and mistakenly he lit 4 neiros. He didn't light all 5, he lit 4 neiros. So the shaila there is, and then he remembers, so now he's going to light a 5th neir. The shaila was, should he make a second brach on that 5th neir? So there's different, the post discusses, Beis Yosef brings this down, there's Eliyahu Rabbah, there's different reasons given. So the Beis Yosef says, you don't make another bracha. Why? Because when you made the original bracha, says Beis Yosef, you really intended to light all the neiros that night as prescribed for that night. Now you overlooked how many neiros you're supposed to be lighting. But essentially your das of the bracha was to cover all the neiros that you'll be lighting that night. So you forgot, or you overlooked, whatever it was. So now, says Beis Yosef, why would you make a second bracha? Why would you make a second bracha? You already made a bracha. You made the bracha.
What's the hachamim?
What's the hachamim?
Then you should make a second. What's that word, the second, the Talmud cut, that was more beheder. I took a second Esrei. Well, when Esrei gets more beheder. Is a hachamim, I should make another bracha.
Well, you brought in different examples, which all need their own independent analysis. If you take a second lulav and Esrei, you for sure don't make a bracha, because Tash, you did the mitzvah's history. If you take a second talis, then maybe you do make a bracha, because every dalek comforts, you're doing another mitzvah. And so too over here, if you light another ner, it's not a repetition of the same thing which is history, it's an added, you're adding another aspect to the mitzvah which wasn't there previously. So that itself might require another mitzvah. Absolutely. So says Beis Yosef, yes, but you have the bracha that you made originally. You have the bracha. And the Peskim HaMadayak, thereby we see the Beis Yosef, what would be in a different situation? You're lighting nerves, and you're somewhere in a situation where it's light, it's night number 5, but you only have 4 candles. That's all you could manage to get your hold of. You couldn't get more. So you find, there's a shaila about this, by the way. If you only have 4, is any point on the 5th night, is any point in doing 4 or not? At that point, is any kingdom in doing, right, just like 1? There's a shaila about that. Fine, there's a shaila. So the guy lit 4, on the assumption that's all he has. Okay, and then a few minutes later, guess what happened? A guy runs in and says, Moishala, I managed to find your 5th candle. And Ace, I managed to get a 5th candle. And here's your 5th candle. And he says, Moishala, thank you. I'm late 4, I'm missing my 5th. And he goes and lights his 5th. Say the price is going to feed the base person. You've got to make another bracha. The whole reason why you didn't make a bracha in a classic situation is because you asked what to light as many areas. Here, I had a 10 to light 4. I didn't have the 5th. It didn't exist.
He would have said, I would have.
Yeah, but he was. Yeah, I would have, absolutely, but he wasn't. So the place of Madaik, it's not true. There is a Chivat Laka, there's Mahadrim and Amhadrim, and when he gets that 5th there, he must make a bracha. However, the other place can bring down, and say, not like that. The other place can say, no, if I lit 4 mistakenly, and then the 5th, well, then I remembered my kids text me, said, it's 5 last night, my mom told me what was going on. And I say, Ataka, yeah, and I go on like the 5th one. So the boys can say, don't make another bracha. Because like Tony said, well, what are you adding, Mahadrim and Amahadrim? That's not Machayev bracha. That's not Machayev bracha. So Rikay is Medayak that these two tzadim in the Paiskim come out with complete different ramifications in halacha. And in this case, when the guy didn't make the bracha whatsoever, and he's in the middle of a bracha, lefi the Beis Yosef, Abadi, you have to make another bracha, you have to make the bracha right now. But lefi, the other timing given, then that's not mechayev bracha. This shaila, I'm just going to make one more nekuda. This shaila is negeya in one other aspect of halacha. Classically, when we light the nearest, what happens? We make the brachas, and then what do we do next? We make all the brachas, we say, Bahadlik, Shasam Nisim, Shechionu, and then what's our next move? What's the next move? We light the candle, or we say Haner Salah. What do we do? You light the candle, Haner Salah.
First candle.
Oh. So it says in the Pesukim that first light the first candle. And then as soon as you lit the first candle, you start saying Haner Salah, and classically, as you're lighting 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you say, you're continuously saying Haner Salah. Explain that. What's the understanding of such an idea? Why? Explain.
Because
the
Iker Mitzvah is the first.
So what? So Iker Mitzvah is thereby one. So
is done.
So what? So what would be the problem if I would start Haneris Halolu straight away? It would be a hefset, exactly. So Haneris Halolu would be a hefset between my bracha and my ablaka. Okay. So now, what about candle 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7?
It's an extension.
So says the Prima Godin, I'm having trouble understanding, says the Prima Godin, the Taz and the Mogar Avraham that brings down this mashal, that bring this minute, that you start, you light the first Ner. That's where it comes from. The Tazim on the Roman down the Mashal. But you light the first Ner, and then after you've lit the first Ner, then start Ner Salot. Says the Puri Magadim, you know what? It's really totally on this Beis Yosef that we discussed. The Beis Yosef clearly understands that the bracha is not just on the first Ner, but who are then on subsequent Ners 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, like you said. It's clearly going on it, and let's say I didn't expect that Ner to have to make another bracha when it came along, but Kaparon the bracha is for sure addressing the remaining Ners. So now if I'm saying Haner Salalu, says the Prima Godin, the same hesed that I have between Ner number 1 and the bracha should be a hesed between 2, 3, etc. and the bracha. So says the Prima Godin, has for Shalom, for me, to challenge the previous poskim and the minim that's been prevalent in Klal Yisrael. But if someone does it, says the Prima Godin, I completely understand that's very not straightforward how to say the Haner Salalu. And I completely understand that one would wait to light all the Ners and then say the Haner Salalu, that would have validity, says the Prima Godin Halacha, but to be cholik on the minute, he says, I wouldn't tell you to be cholik on the minute. If you do it, I completely understand.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.